Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. Today, what I'm going to talk about is the seven most important things for achieving goals. Everyone has heard of goals and the power of goals to shape your future. Most people don't have a good understanding of how to achieve goals. As a result, most never set goals. Understanding what it takes to achieve a goal will greatly enhance your odds of success. Consider these ideas. A proper goal. Most people don't have goals to begin with. Those that do have goals often have goals that are ineffective. You can't achieve a goal without having a goal. Meaningful. Avoid setting goals that don't excite you. What's the point? It's easier to achieve a goal that you find motivating. A clear conclusion. How will you know when you have achieved your goal? Be specific and have a way of measuring your progress. A deadline. Goals never seem to be accomplished without a deadline attached. You can keep waiting for tomorrow to get started if you don't have a deadline to meet. Then, that tomorrow never comes. Visualize. Goals are more likely to be achieved if you regularly visualize yourself being successful. Imagine what it will be like when you meet your goals. The inability to picture the achievement of your goals suggests that you don't believe you can do it. Affirmations. Affirm that you're the type of person that can achieve your goal. Think of the attributes you need to have to be successful. Write several affirmations that support those attributes and use them daily. Recite them to yourself at least 3 times a day, preferably out loud. The right information. Imagine you have a goal of playing a difficult piece of music on the piano, but you believe the best way to do that is to do 1,000 push-ups each day. You might have a great goal and be super motivated, but you don't have a clue how to achieve your goal. You need the right knowledge. Action. There's a great appeal to the idea of making your wishes known to the universe and then just relaxing until some mystical force delivers what you want. However, action is also necessary to bring about real change. Figure out what you need to do and do it. The ability to deal with discomfort. Pursuing any significant goal will create discomfort. There's no way around it. It's necessary to learn how to minimize that discomfort as much as possible and be able to deal with whatever remains. Discomfort can come in many forms. It might be the fear of failure. It might be actual failure.
It could be the discomfort of making cold calls and dealing with rejection. It might be the discomfort of learning something you've never done before. Perhaps giving up your favorite distractions so you have time to work on your goals creates discomfort. Whatever your reason for discomfort in pursuing your goals, it's important to discover ways you can overcome it. Perseverance. Goals can take time. Big goals take more time. Add in a little failure and a little discomfort, and suddenly quitting can be appealing. You can't achieve a goal if you quit before it's accomplished. Perseverance is one of the most important traits anyone can possess. There are many things you can do to make achieving your goals more likely. All the items in this list are useful characteristics and tactics for a wide variety of life situations. Whether you're trying to follow a diet or make $1 million, these items are helpful. Include these 7 things and your results will be greatly enhanced and come more quickly. Thank you, and remember, life is short. Let's all learn to live it on purpose. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.